Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's really, I know some of you say, God, you say that every night, because I'm seeing some of the stuff that you guys are posting. You know what? Even if there are aliens that set Hawaii ablaze, please don't post that all over the place. Nobody's going to believe you. You're going to look like a fool. They're just not gonna, you're just not helping the situation. Anyway, you're listening to the GCN, you're listening to Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel's going to join us right after the break. You know, there is a lot of news out there, a lot going on, right? And no matter what, this is what I love about this. I just always amazed. But it's kind of like no matter what's going on, right? We have it's Donald Trump's fault, right? Always comes back to Donald Trump, and I get the biggest kicker. You know, now you've got VP Biden. Vice President Biden, excuse me, you accused of aliases for email addresses, right? And when you think about it, why would he need email addresses? I mean, alias email addresses. Can anybody help me out? You know, in all sincerity, just send me an email. I'm curious. It makes absolutely, it just makes no sense whatsoever. So if you can fill me in, if you can enlighten me, if you can help me out, I would love to know how this plays out. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you involved and engaged. Seriously, people. Yeah, it does. It doesn't unnerve me, but it does undo me. Because I don't get any of this. I don't get why we have to play like they play now. Whether you like it or not, we've got to play like they do. And right now, as I've always said in the past, we're playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. They are not. And we still believe, I mean, I've talked to a bunch of young Republicans. This is the thing that drives me nuts. They still believe they can play nice with the Democrats. They still believe that we all want the same thing. We all want to get to the same place. We just belong to different parties. That's not true. It's not real. I mean, check it out on your own. Right? You look at what they're doing. Executive order now. I mean, seriously. Executive orders now are it. That's how we legislate. We now legislate. We're dictators. Are we not? When you think about right now what's going on with Joe Biden and the rest of them, what's actually being legislated? What laws are being put forward? Bills, I shouldn't say laws, excuse me. What bills are being put forward that we're fighting on, that we're voting on, that we think we're going to get through? I think you live in a fantasy land if you really believe that we're going to get along with these people. Right? I mean, they're Christopher Wray and the AG now are talking about ignoring subpoenas sent by Congress. The oversight. This is the legislative oversight body for the Department of Justice. But they're going to ignore them. Because they've decided, the DOJ has decided, that it's nothing more than a witch hunt. But they don't use those words. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to get involved in the conversation. Well, you know, maybe we should call him the Teflon Don. What do you think? Again, we have Hunter Biden. tax charges are dismissed by a federal judge following this plea deal, you know, breakdown, right? Now, Biden's plea deal on the felony gun charge fell through during his first court appearance last month, right? Another federal judge, unrelated to these cases, has said it's illegal, it's unconstitutional for you to deny somebody having a gun because they're addicted to drugs or because they've used drugs. You can't do that. Now, this is what they're saying. I didn't say this is what I'm saying. So now that's another charge that may be lifted or off the table. That's why I said we need to call this guy the Teflon Don. I can't believe how easy it is for him. So now Hunter Biden's misdemeanor tax charges have been dismissed by a federal judge in Delaware. It was an expected move after his sweetheart plea deal fell through. I mean, you think you or I would get the same treatment? You think you get your tax deal just kind of dismissed? Because you're a nice guy, you know? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Alfonso Rico joins us right after the break.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back, Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, I'm just falling. All right, let me bring him on, because he's gonna get me off the ceiling here. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Always appreciate his time with me. He is the host of the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and the Zopian Den. And I know it's not right, but I'm going to tell you, every time I say Zopium Den, you know exactly what I'm thinking of. So, hookah pipes and all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah, man, the holy hookah. Stuffed with the scripture smoke so we can get high with the Most High.
Thank Okay. See, I can always count on you to turn us back in the right direction, you know? God bless America.
And, you know, and that's kind of a fun thing to say, man, but some people have, like, messed it up, man. They start, you know, doing things like, yeah, man, you got to toke the ghost. And it's like, no. Don't mimic smoking anything, man. That's corny and hokey, man. Don't do that. We're not trying to emulate any sort of drug use or anything like that. It is the mind-blowing word of God, and yes, he does want that pleasing aroma of the burnt offering, and that's about as far as it needs to go, okay?
So I got to tell you, I'm guilty of something, right? And you know some of these bands that take the old 50s and 60s and even the Motown songs, and they turn them into scriptural songs, right? They replace the words with biblical words. Have you heard some of those?
I think so. Hey, there's a drum break that has been sampled like a gazillion times, man. It was from from the Amen Brothers, right? And it was this breakdown.
Amen Brothers? Oh, I love it.
Yeah, the Amen Brothers, man. And it was like I think they were on Motown. I'm not sure. And I know as a drummer, I should really know this, but and the guy basically died penniless because nobody gave him any royalties or any credit for that sample that's been sampled, his drum break that's been sampled like a whole bunch of times.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible. Well, these guys are doing songs like, you know, instead of I'm a soul man, I'm a saved man. Okay. And you know, they changed the word. But the thing I like about it, and I know some guys I've talked to, some Christian guys who are pretty hard about it, go, why do you have to take somebody else's music? Why do you have to kind of like, you know, work the devil's stuff? And I go, stop it. First of all, music is God's, right? God owns music, period. End of discussion, right there. If it's a tune that I already have in my head, that I already know about, that I'm already familiar with the music, I've had people listening to these songs and we go, wait a minute, that's not the right words. They go, I know, they're better words. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I am amazed at how many of our brothers get livid about it and going, you know, you shouldn't do that. You're stealing somebody else's idea. They go, no, music is God stuff, dude.
I mean, look, if it's like I do cover songs all the time. Right.
Yes, that's yes.
Yeah. And sometimes I might change up a lyric. You know, like if it's a song that maybe like had a battle, like I did Fight the Power by the Isley Brothers, right?
Oh yeah.
And I think it's a pretty fitting song, right? So I did Fight the Power by the Isley Brothers, but I changed the chorus when he says, you know, with all this, you know, BS, and he says the actual word, going around. So I changed the lyric in that to make it, you know, because I don't want kids going around singing that song, you know, in front of their grandma and stuff like that. You know, so I changed the lyrics a little bit. That's not, I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. Taught me that song. There you go.
All right.
God. But no, seriously, and you're right. I mean, I guess he changed things up. But I also, again, I don't think there's anything wrong if you're doing it for the glory of God and it's worship stuff and you've moved the words around. And you know, and then again, a part of it, we love stuff that we're familiar with, right? You pick up on it right away. Somebody put up a meme of, in The Wizard of Oz, you know, not the Wicked Witch, but when a lady takes the dog and she's pedaling her buns off down the road on that little dirt road and, you know, the storm's coming in. And somebody put that meme up and said, go ahead, tell me you don't hear the song in your head now. Think of that power that you have.
Yes.
Right? That music has on you.
Yeah, and see Nancy Pelosi on that bike.
Oh. All right, that's his. Send him the emails. I won't hear about it. Okay. I mean, so anyhow. No, seriously, I enjoy some of the music. I think it's great, and I don't see a problem with stuff like that. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
All right, got some fun stuff for you. Just to make you nuts on a couple of headlines here. Okay. Top U.S. doctor group wants taxpayers to fund uterus transplants for men. So, I'm thinking, yeah, how close? We're just going to scoop the innards out and replace it. But how are they going to fix the whole thing with the pelvic bones, how they have to separate a certain way, and it's only like that in the female frame. You know, again, talk about people that want to play God, number one. Number two is, What about all the chemicals that the female body produces, makes, at a time when it's pregnant with the baby?
Do you guys really believe
they could make this happen?
Yeah, I reckon they do. And here, I mean, if we may, let's edify folks and just remind them, man is supposed to go into the uterus. The uterus is not supposed to go into man. Just a little biology 101 for y'all, physiology, right? But, hey, I guess these people, you know, they think of themselves as pioneers. You know, I mean, you got to scoop. And I really, dudes, in order for you guys to really make this happen, you're going to have to scoop out what, you know, makes you a male, going to have to put in and use. But you're also going to have to scoop out your brain. Yeah, you're going to have to scoop out your brain and put a woman's brain in. It's not like you have much use for your brain anyway if you think that you could be a woman. So you might as well go scoop out your brain, put in a woman's brain that knows how to distribute and manufacture the necessary hormones to get your body to do what it does in order to facilitate the gestation of that kid. You know what I'm saying? So, but I guess maybe that's next, Joe. Brain scooping.
Again, they're working overtime. To prove a point here, you know, in their mind.
So wouldn't it be nice if they worked overtime and actually doing what doctors are supposed to do, heal people, like put that effort into actually curing diseases instead of like, you know, just treating symptoms?
Yeah. Yeah. No, hey, I'm 100%. With cancer, with the amount of money they're spending on this ridiculousness, they could be spending that money on truly curing cancer, on truly curing, you know, the day-to-day ailments that we're still fighting on a regular basis. So stop trying to figure out, I can't even say it. I can't even clean it up to say it. I'm done.
I mean, the science and the knowledge must be there. I mean, we're talking about curing disease. These people are actually, they have the knowledge to be able to switch around a gender?
Yeah. I'm talking about getting my bubble. I got nothing. Because what doctor sits there and says, yeah, we can change the chemical makeup of a male body to be like a female body. We'll put the uterus in there. We'll take the penis out and put something else on there. And, yeah, we'll just recreate a woman. Take that, God. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is hosting a summit with leaders from South Korea and Japan at Camp David Friday. Defense Department spokesman Pat Ryder called the meeting historic.
The deliverables that you'll see coming out of that will take
that relationship to a new level.
He said it will help cement greater cooperation between the three countries in the Indo-Pacific amid growing concerns over North Korea and China. The gathering will mark the first time Biden is hosting foreign leaders at the Camp David retreat. A new report claims White House advisors and aides rarely discuss Hunter Biden's mounting legal troubles with the president. CNN reports Hunter Biden is not a topic of discussion in front of President Biden, even in discussions about his 2024 campaign. A special counsel was recently appointed in Hunter's criminal tax case after the president's son plea agreement with the Justice Department fell apart. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air here. In the chat room, you're texting, you're tweeting, you're being involved, being engaged. Let me bring him back on. Alfonso Rachel joins me, and Zoe, I think we need a little soul here. Let's see if I can pull
it. Hey! This is for all you ex-sinners out there. You're no longer ashamed of the gospel. You're no longer a soul man. You know what you are now? Hey! You're a saved man. A saved man. A saved man. Wow! A saved man. Oh, got what I got. Lead the way.
I just can see Dan Aykroyd and Belushi dancing to that piece. But anyway, I get a kick out of some of this music. I really do. I give people kudos, if you would, for taking it on and doing it. I mean, they did some oldies here. This particular album has Saved, Healed, Delivered, I'm Yours. You know,
okay.
They got Praise God Tonight. They're doing a little of that disco
nice.
Kind of thing. Let me see. Ain't Too Proud to Praise Him. He'll Be There. That was Alex.
Okay.
Just kind of cool little ditties that, you know, you'll hear the music, your ears perk up, you're listening, and you get in the word and you don't even know it. So what can I tell you? Anyhow.
Yeah, those are clever, man. Clever. Yeah,
I don't have that kind of creativity. That's why I really appreciate it. Like you musicians, you guys who write stuff on your own, that's a God thing. Because there's no way. I can copy yours and change it a little bit, but there ain't no way I'm starting on my own. It's just not going to work for me. So, anyhow. All right. Now we got to look. Oh, yeah, we were talking about doctors playing God, right? And, you know, you talk about doing no harm. Are they going to come up with, like, with fake uteruses, or would these be uteruses from cadavers? You're going to take the uterus out of a female that wants to transition and match it? I mean, this is so
there you go. It's plumbing swapping. You know, it's like, you know, they meet up and say, hey, it's a woman. It's like, I want to become a man. And the dude's like, well, I want to become a woman. What do you say we go ahead and swap, you know, our plumbing? And there you go.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks for that.
It went from I'll show you mine to I show yours to I'll give you mine if you give me yours, and not in the marital way that it's supposed to be.
Oh, God. Thank you. Again, thank you. God bless. Where am I? See, you totally threw me off there, but it's okay. I don't mind. Hey, more of your tax money. I thought you'd be excited by this. The L.A. Hotel has been converted to a federally sponsored homeless shelter, and they have had to make this. It's the Mayfair Hotel, which is well-known in downtown L.A., and they've already had over $11 million in damages that the government has had to shell out to fix. Now, think about this. This isn't to clean the place up or get it in shape for the homeless. No. This is the homeless that have already been in there. They participated in this federal program allowing homeless people in, and now the place looks like a bomb went off inside it. Hey, you have people that are living on the streets that are mentally ill. You bring them into a room where you have, you know, heat and everything else and blankets. And really, you don't expect anything to go wrong.
Yeah. And somehow it's Reagan's fault that we no longer have places to be able to have asylums for these people, even though that wasn't Reagan's fault at all. I think it was a Supreme Court decision that did that. And if you're going to put these people in there, you got to be able to put them in a place where the staff knows how to work with them. You can't just throw them in there because they'll tear your place apart.
Yeah. No, you look at this, like, Karen Bass, the new mayor, has said that any hotel that has vacancies or rooms that are open, those rooms should be given to, and the city will pay to a degree because of a federal grant, should be given to homeless people. And I'm thinking to myself, most of the hotels are fairly empty in Los Angeles because nobody wants to be there. Nobody wants to walk those streets at night. Nobody wants to walk those streets during the day, as you've seen. And, again, it's my tax money, your tax money, that's going to fix up these places through federal dollars. And they wonder why, why don't you want to pay your fair share of taxes? Because they get flushed.
Yeah.
You don't do anything good with that money.
Right. It's like, learn it. Take a tip from how things go in the projects. It's like, that's kind of like what you guys are trying to do with this.
I know.
And, if that hasn't worked out too good, and, a lot of times the projects, they're not kept up very nice.
In New York when they went in, they became havens for crime in a relatively short period of time. Now, put down, don't be writing me emails because, they were mostly in black areas. And no, they were in black areas. They were in Hispanic areas. But when you put a group of people together like that, in such a small area, in such a crappy environment, I don't know how you expect everybody to be walking around smiling.
Yeah. Yeah, just the way Democrats like it. We know that's not necessarily a fault of a particular nation or anything like that. Those are ideologies, and that's not in your DNA. And that's just an environment that Democrats keep them circling around in, and they're doing the same thing with these people that they're putting in these hotels and stuff like that. Democrats oversee this stuff, and they're the ones screwing these people.
Yeah, I don't know. And the veterans. I have a heart for veterans, but I got to say, if you veterans keep voting these guys in, you get what you deserve. You get your buddies that you're complaining about sleeping in the streets, not getting the help that they need. We've got veterans out there, 22 veterans a day on the average commit suicide because they don't get the mental health that they need. And here we are paying $11.5 million to people who, A, don't belong in this country. They're tearing up the hotel. Like, what could you do with $11.5 million for veterans that are suffering? But you guys don't seem to care. Because you're both the people in that don't care, so I have to surmise that you don't care either. Am I wrong?
Yeah, man. And we know that there's got to be. It's always the thought that people in the military are right wing. That ain't exactly true. Because if the military was wrought with all these right wingers, and how is it that we're getting transgenderism in there and all these this wokeness that's going on in the military? That stuff is going down, and they're voting for this stuff, and they're voting to screw themselves.
Oh, hey, and it's all, I think about what a great job, I'll say the Democrat Party because it is the Democrat Party, but I'm sure there are others in the past that have pulled us off. Think of the great job that the Democrats have done in pretty much blaming every sickness, disease, crime-riddled neighborhood all this stuff on Republicans / conservatives, right? And they're masters in marketing, and we need to take some of the things that they do and do them ourselves.
Hey, the word of God says so. It says, hey, I need you to do what the children of the age are doing. You know, we're supposed to be doing that. Not use it to defile ourselves or use it in a defiling way the way that they do. But the tools, yeah.
Yeah, I look at this stuff again. Christians, you need to wake up. You need to stop. If your pastor from the pulpit says there's nothing you can do about this, this is God's will, and because God's will always gets done, he's lying to you. It's not true.
Oh,
you know,
oh man,
go for it.
So, sorry, Joe, I don't want to forget, man. But did you catch that? What's his name? Is it Michael Flynn or something like that?
Yeah.
It says in church, and I think this is somebody Trump might be vetting for his cabinet. Says that you need to set your Bible aside and read the Constitution. You catch that guy?
I did not catch that. I did not catch that comment.
It reached a Jim Jones, huh?
And if he says, you know, and listen to me, I agree with you there. I don't know the guy. I'm not so sure I trust the guy to begin with. You know?
Yeah.
That's
not taken out of context or anything like that. Those are where you need to set your Bible aside and read the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, no, you need to read your Bible, Constitution in second place. You know.
Yes.
But we've got to find a way to get these Christians to understand that it's not just on your knees. God gave you two legs and two arms for a reason, right? And you can't sit there and go, hey, God, why is this happening? Is this really what you want? I mean, you obviously wanted Joe Biden. You obviously wanted Gascon. No, what he wanted you to do is get off your lazy Christian oversized butts and go down to the voting booth and do the right thing. And the Bible's specific about us putting people in power, people in charge over us that love him. You think Gascon's in love with God? No. You think Newsom's in love with God? Don't think so. You know,
about themselves.
You think he walks by the mirror in the hallway every day and just goes, God, I'm gorgeous. I can look at. All right, we got to go. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel when we return. No, I didn't catch that. I didn't even mean you were taking that out of context.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked, there's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get, get involved, get engaged, get informed first before you do anything stupid. All right? Let me bring him on because I don't want to waste his time. Enjoy my time with him as well. Apostle Rachel joins me. As he does every week, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zolpian Den, and he may even go dark here in a few minutes, because what's this I hear about Texas? You may have a problem because the windmills aren't turning, and the solar things are dirty, and the Texas grid operators are asking residents to reduce their energy usage due to low wind generation, or we'll have to have blackouts. How's that green stuff working out for you?
Ah, man, I guess about as good as it works out for California.
I know, it's worse. No.
Hey, I told Texas, I was trying as best I could before we moved out here and say, hey, Texas, don't mess around and end up going. It's like, Texas worried about, don't California my Texas. You're doing it to yourselves.
Yeah, you're already there. Go ahead.
No, that's just it, man. It's like, you know, this, you know, don't mess with Texas. Don't do this. Like, why are you guys letting people mess with Texas? you're messing with yourselves. Stop doing that. You'll go blind.
This electric group, apparently they have over 90% of the state's electricity load. So they're providing, and they're the ones screaming, hey, back off. The windmills ain't turning like they're supposed to. So we need some help here, or we're going to have to start doing, you know, rolling blackouts. I'm like, gosh, you guys, you know, again, where is this in national news? Can't find it anywhere.
You know, it'd be great, man. If it would be fantastic if instead of investing in this wind power, hey, yeah, the wind is free. Wind is in air is abundant and stuff like that, but doesn't always blow the same, and it still costs money to convert it into energy. You know, so instead, and you still got to set up a whole bunch of things that are affecting the environment to do it. Here's an idea: fossil fuels are also abundant, and you got to convert that energy anyway. And also, why don't you guys go ahead and spend that money and tapping into them aquifers and letting that water get into the reservoirs and using that water to turn turbines and stuff like that? Why don't you guys do that? You know,
then you're screwing with the ecosystem, with the water, and you're doing all. Look what they're doing in California. They're ripping apart three dams because the eco freeze got involved.
Oh my goodness! And these people have the nerve to talk about conserving or wasting water, right? And they let all that water from the Colorado River just go ahead, just go out to sea. They don't dam it off. You don't fill up the reservoirs and stuff like that. And then you want to turn around and talk about a drought and say it's global warming, y'all. California in these regions, it's a semi-arid region. It's not a drought. It's natural. Right? I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a drought, but it's a natural drought. It's supposed to, those things happen, you know? But they're forcing it to happen.
Well, what was it? Almost 80% of the water that, when it rained here, and we had, you know, we had 100-year rains, as they call them. Almost 80% of the water went out to sea. We had no way to capture it. We had no way to divert it. We had no way to hold it. And you sit there and you say to them, this is why we don't believe you. $280 billion since the late 70s to build dams, to build waterways, to, you know, so that we could capture water, and you've done jack. Buckus. Wow. And they want criminal. More money.
Yeah. That's criminal, Joe. I mean, these people are, they're the worst offenders of the environment. The worst. You know, they're the ones screwing this stuff up, man. And
They don't really care about you, me, or anybody else.
Right. No, they don't. For real. Yeah. They do not. It's a bunch of self-righteous, you know, just power-tripping nuts, you know, that are there doing this stuff.
Yeah. And again, we've already said it a million times. They don't care. Although, I will say to you, we've seen something. I know I didn't do any of the stories I sent you, but people are sending me stuff, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's important. So, you know, everybody countrywide, they've heard the name of George Gascon. Here in Los Angeles, crime has gone up, you know, over 500% in Los Angeles County as a whole. He's refusing, he's probably refusing to take the court over 80% of misdemeanors and even felonies. He's not prosecuting. He's, you know, attempted rapes, you know, assault and battery. And assault and battery with a deadly weapon is pleaded down. There's all these things. But what's happening now is because so many cities are affected, now you've got Democrats finally starting to come out against him. You know, you saw the video in Nordstrom's in a very affluent part of Los Angeles in a big mall. And you saw there was like 50 people in there to, They didn't just do a smash and grab. Look at people. Can we be honest about this? Smash and grab is when you open the doors, right? You smash the glass top, you grab the jewelry, throw it in a bag, and run. These people were shopping without a credit card, with a get-out-of-jail-free credit card. And you got cameras. If this was January 6th, we'd know where all these people were. Can we ping these phones? And they have dude. They have pictures of these people running out the door, getting into BMWs, all right? No joke. And what does AOC come out and say? Well, you know, sometimes the only way for people to feed their families is to, you know, take stuff and sell it. I'm going, oh, sell a BMW.
Yeah. Hey, that BMW might be stolen, too.
Oh, that's true. Well, then you sell it for half price.
All right. So, but, I mean, I guess the rule is, as long as you didn't steal something worth more than $600, it's okay. You can just go ahead and walk out the store with that. $559 worth of stuff, that's totally cool.
Oh, God. I don't... This, you know, you look at what's happening in all the major cities across the country. This isn't unique to Los Angeles. You see this happening in San Francisco, in Chicago, in New York, and so many other places. And I'm going to ask you again, are they just flat out evil? Is this exactly what they want for a bigger plan? Or are they just dumb? the both. Democrats in allowing this to happen.
It's both.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sorry. I like you. I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God. Okay. So when do these guys step up? When do the people who really know what's going on actually step up and help make a difference? And as you saw, the captain of the Capitol Police on Tucker, he came out and said, "Hey, I'm starting to believe now that whole thing was a setup. We couldn't get the help we needed to get. We were told to stand down in so many ways and places, things that were going on." I'm thinking, you think? Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know it seems like the easy answer or even a cop-out, you know, to just say, is it evil or is it stupid? No, it's both. It really is. And here's why. Because their worldview is stupid, yes, but they're not dumb about how they're going about getting it. That's the thing about it. Like Biden and this whole setup, Biden's not, you know, incompetent or stupid. Let me remind Republicans again. I know I say it 1,000 times. If Biden is incompetent and stupid and feeble-minded and all that sort of stuff, then you have to admit that that's the one who took the White House from us. You don't really want to go down that road. The guy's an evil genius, right? This, yep. It's evil genius that's running. And to be an evil genius isn't hard. But when you have these people who are much better at being stupid than we are at being smart, and who are effectively doing a whole bunch of damage, you know, and getting away with it right in front of us, getting away with it. That's why I'm able to say, yeah, it's stupid and evil at the same time. But they're really good at being stupid and evil.
They've mastered it. They've mastered it. They've mastered the marketing behind it. Again, I mean, look, classic. You had that CNN reporter standing in the street, buildings behind him on fire, right? I mean, my two police cars on fire behind the man. And he's saying it's a relatively peaceful. right?
Yeah.
Is there a certain pill you take when you join that club? Right. How do you say that with a straight face?
Man, and that's when you're just like, hey, God ain't no liar, man. He said it. You know, it's like, woe to those that don't know good from bad from, you know, light from dark, bitter from sweet. It's like, you're just going to have these people that are just going to give this dyslexic perspective on stuff. And they're running things.
I didn't get the story. The story I wanted to do with you was, and I'm going to save it in whole, that hip-hop story, that hip-hop has always been queer. And
I agree.
That right? And it goes through to say things like, black people have always been at the... I mean, I would throw up at this comment. Black people have always been at the forefront of queer and trans culture. I'm going, really? Maybe I hung around with the wrong black people as a kid. I don't know.
I hear what you're saying, but yeah, they might as well have been, because Democrats used black people in their plight to gain sympathy votes for the LGBT cause, and black people voted for it, so.
All right, quick, before we run out of time, we're going to get music and listen to some great stuff.
Thank you. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. If you go there and you hit that Sledge X tab, it'll take you to some of that music that Joe's talking about.
God bless. Do great stuff. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.